This is CKBU Interviews with Maggie Lovett, who is a DSU electoral candidate for the position of Senate. Maggie, what's your welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah, good to have you here. What's your program at Dow? What are you studying?
I'm in my third year of biology. Yeah, doing an honors bachelor of science.
Okay. And why are you running for the Senate position?
I've been involved with the student union and with societies, particularly Sustain Dow, since coming here in my first year. So for me, it's sort of like the next step, like the next level of involvement I can have. I have a lot of personal issues, I guess, with the student union, and I think the best way to affect the change that I want to see is to become an integral part of it as a voting member.
What change do you want to see?
For me, one of the hot topics, I guess, right now would be exclusivity contracts and food, like food availability and sourcing. And so initially, at the start of the year, I signed the petition that was passed around regarding transparency and that sort of thing. And for me, being part of Sustain Dow, I know when our Tuppy Thursdays, as it was then, group was starting up, one of the biggest issues that was faced was where can we actually serve? And we had to go outside of the student union building, which I think is pretty unfair, because I think the student union should exist to serve students and to generally just be a contributing, you know, force of, I don't know, good to the university. And I think that students being able to serve other students within their own building is certainly important. And I know, like, you know, the CAF had to do it illegally, per se. I mean, I think that's a bit ridiculous, so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this has been a topic over the year, and it's now, well, tonight is the AGM, but we'll be airing this after the AGM.
Yeah.
How do you see in what ways will you help to maintain that issue and the focus on that topic over the course of next year if you are elected?
For example, the contract for Sodexo is coming up for renewal. So really making sure that there's a lot of student input on those renewals and getting good feedback of what students want to have happen. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
What else do you see as some of the important issues?
Student engagement, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, last year at the student elections, it was about, I think, 15.9% voting turnout. So I think that shows that students right now, they're just completely apathetic about the student union and disassociated from it. And I think that we could do a lot more work to really bring students in to make them interested. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How would you bring more students in and how would you get them involved?
That's a good question. I think by having, I guess, more diverse events going on within the building, within the student union, better promotion of events.
Okay. What's your favorite word?
Favorite word?
Mm-hmm. Just the first thing that pops into your head.
Hippopotamus.
Okay.
I don't know. It's the first thing I thought of.
That's nice. No, it's a good word. It's not a... Okay. And what's your least favorite word?
Oh, I know this one. It's not... Well, it's like a term. But pet peeve, that's my personal pet peeve, is the word pet peeve.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I really don't like it.
Yeah, well, I can see why not. Like, what's wrong with pets, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
What turns you on?
Intelligence, I guess.
And what turns you off?
I guess cockiness or very egotistical people.
What sound or noise do you love?
Oh, well, I work in a lab with crickets, and I love the chirping of crickets. The sounds they make. It's very nice.
Yeah. What sound or noise do you really dislike?
The sound of... like the sound of styrofoam. You know what I mean? Where it's kind of like that squeaky, kind of scratchy, like, mm-hmm. Yeah. It grates my ears, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, what's your favorite curse word?
I don't really like swearing, actually. I'm kind of lame. I say the word blarge often.
In what context?
Like, you know, if I'm really frustrated, then I'll go, blarge.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't like swearing. I think there are much better words to use.
Okay.